Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors, exploring ideas for improving government effectiveness, with Professor David Wild of Southeastern Louisiana University, and author of the IBM Center Report, Controlling Federal Spending by Managing the Long Tail of Procurement. So, David, in the previous segment, you outlined for us the concept of tail spend. You do a lot of research in your recent report for the IBM Center that will help federal acquisition executives and policymakers with the first analysis of the size of federal tail spend. Could you elaborate on your research methodology and approach? And what role does analyzing the top 100 contractors benchmark and the federal procurement data system play in your efforts?
Well, what I did was undertake research into the tail spend that is occurring in the federal government. We know it's out there. The question was how to capture numbers that would enable me in the report to provide, as you said, what's the first time looking at projecting the size of federal tail spend overall and then tail spend for the individual cabinet level agencies, and then take it a step further into what are the potential savings opportunities that are present both at the agency level and at the federal government overall levels in terms of what the returns might be. What I was able to do was to draw upon some very limited studies that had already been carried out on the private sector side in terms of looking at an organization's spend and breaking it down into first classifying what is in fact core spend versus tail spend. And the easiest way, or let's say the only way really at present to do this, is using the federal procurement data system. And FPDS, in addition to going into their system and looking at some customized reports, they provide a top 100 contractors report each year. And what I was able to do was look at those over the past 5 years, but then in the report, focus on fiscal 2012 federal spending. And the reason I looked back 5 years was to look for patterns of variation, and with the vast majority of federal agencies and even sub-agencies, I was able to find very good consistency in spending activities so that I could look at fiscal 2012 as a focal point in terms of sizing the tail spend both for the agencies and for the federal government as a whole.
As noted in your study, you employ three calculations in projecting tail spend for federal agencies. Would you elaborate on those three calculations?
My approach in the IBM report was to look at the FPDS data and attempt, again, for the first time, to project the size of tail spend for not just the individual agencies involved and for the federal government as a whole, but to also look at the potential savings that could be gained through better tail spend management. I did come up with three different levels of tail spend for each agency. The first is the maximal expected tail spend. This is assuming that the amount of tail spend is literally at the upper limit. It's going to be 100% of the acquisition spending that falls outside of that top 100 core supply group. The second calculation was the reasonably expected tail spend. This is saying that an agency can reasonably be considered to have as managed spend an additional 20% of its total spending that is directed beyond that top 100 supplier group. So saying that tail spend basically is 80% of that remainder of spending. The final calculation of tail spend was assuming that the agency had as managed spend at most an additional 50% of its total spending that falls beyond that top 100 supplier group. So that means that the expected tail spend number would be roughly half of the spending that falls outside of that core spending total.
So, David, that's very interesting. How do you go about sizing tail spend for the federal government as a whole? And what are your findings?
Well, for the federal government as a whole, the tail spend was projected to be roughly 44.3% of federal acquisition spending. So if you break down the numbers, in fiscal 2012, the federal acquisition spend was just over $500 billion, $511 billion to be precise. So if you take that tail spend sizing factor, you're looking at the tail spend being as large as $226.7 billion annually. On the other hand, the two other levels would mean that if we look at reasonably expected tail spend for the federal government, that would be $181 billion. Or if we look at tail spend at the minimal level, which truly would be probably the floor for tail spend sizing, tail spend would constitute $113 billion annually for the federal government.
So, David, let's talk about specifically the Department of Defense and sizing the tail of its spend. Would you elaborate on what your findings were?
Okay. We applied the same methodology to the DOD, and for listeners out there, there is much more detail on DOD spending in the report. We broke down the DOD by various agencies within the Defense Department. But for the DOD as a whole, we found that tail spending constituted 35.8% of defense acquisition spending. And based on in fiscal 2012, the DOD spent $356.7 billion on goods and services. So that means that the maximum expected tail spend would be right at $128 billion. And even at the minimal level, tail spend would constitute $64 billion approximately of that $356 billion outlay annually on goods and services within the DOD.
And David, in general, what are the potential savings to be gained through better tail spend management? Are there any other insights or findings you'd like to share with us about your analysis?
Well, there's a number of savings factors that go into this in terms of, yes, we can gain better prices on goods and services if we have an aggressive tail spend management effort. But the main thing is we're gaining better visibility into tail spend management areas, and so our ability to know that we're getting I hate to use the term because it has a specific meaning in the federal world, that best value, but we're gaining the best possible value price on the goods and services that are being acquired for the agency.
What are better ways to manage the long tail of acquisition spending in public sector agencies? We'll explore this question and so much more on our special edition of the Business of Government Hour, A Conversation with Authors returns.